Thank you, Mr. President. At the outset, the ICRC wishes to commend the victim assistance coordinators Mexico and Chile for their diligent work over the past year to advance the Convention's commitment towards class munition victims. The Convention on Class Munitions contains more precise and detailed obligations to assist victims of a weapon than any earlier weapons treaty. Today, victim assistance remains a central component of the Convention and its goal of reducing the unacceptable suffering caused by class munitions. Over the first year of implementation of the robust action points in the Lausanne Action Plan, efforts to address gaps in the accessibility and sustainability of rehabilitation services have been reported in most of the 11 states' parties with class munition victims in areas under their jurisdiction or control. However, several states' parties continue to face significant challenges in fulfilling the needs of class munition victims, ranging from physical rehabilitation to psychosocial support to social and economic inclusion. This is partly due to funding shortages, but also to the gaps of qualified professionals and structures to provide physical rehabilitation and other services to persons with disabilities, including class munition victims. In this respect, the ICRC continues to assist persons with disabilities through its physical rehabilitation program, including victims of mines, class munitions, and explosive remnants of war. Our work focuses on improving people's access to services, enhancing the quality of services, promoting the long-term availability of services, and facilitating the social and economic inclusion and participation of people with physical disabilities. In 2022, persons with physical disabilities will benefit from 323 ICRC-supported structures or projects in 37 countries or territories. Notably, polypropylene technology developed by the ICRC is widely available through the social platform Rehab Impulse, a social initiative owned by the ICRC. It is today used by several organizations involved in physical rehabilitation, particularly in lower-income countries. Devices and components produced using this technology are durable, inexpensive, adaptable to individuals' specific needs, easy to use and maintain, and compatible with various climates. Mental health and psychosocial support is provided to help persons with disabilities to overcome the psychological consequences of their experience and to promote independence, self-esteem, and self-reliance. In 2021, 5,235 beneficiaries, including hospitalized weapon-wounded patients in facilities supported by the ICRC, benefited from such support, culturally and individually adapted to their psychological and physical recovery and rehabilitation needs. Moreover, the ICRC has been proactively exploring innovative ways of financing its physical rehabilitation program to better address the needs of persons with disabilities, including class munition victims. The first humanitarian impact bond, launched by the ICRC in 2018, also known as the Program for Humanitarian Impact Investment, will draw to a close this year. Thanks to this innovative funding mechanism, three new physical rehabilitation centers were built and run in Africa. A new quality monitoring tool, the Efficiency Improvement Measures, was created. And a digital support software for service provision management, the Digital Center Management System, was developed. Drawing on this experience and lessons learned, we are currently exploring, in partnership with development actors, three new pilot projects in Ethiopia, Pakistan, and Rwanda that will adapt this new funding model to achieve sustainability of physical rehabilitation services in protracted conflicts. To conclude, victim assistance is a long-term commitment that requires continued resources and political will from states' parties with class munition victims and other states in a position to provide assistance, as well as the convention's community as a whole. I thank you.
I thank the distinguished representative of